20s on our low. And then tomorrow, quite a bit cooler and breezy. Sunshine, our afternoon high about 62, 70 and sunny on Sunday. This is KRVS meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Support for the Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop, located in the Oil Center on Hyman Boulevard. The phone number is 337-233-4017. More info can be found at acadianarx.com.
Funding for KRVS provided by Rouse's Markets, which supports our regional food systems by buying from local farmers, fishermen, and manufacturers. More information on Rouse's can be found at www.rouses.com.
KRVS listeners know the importance of investments. Make a wise investment for your company. Invest in KRVS listeners as your customers by becoming a KRVS underwriter. Call 337-482-5787 to find out how.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The number of people quitting their jobs hit another all-time record high in September. Job openings remained about the same. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more.
4.4 million people quit their jobs in September, according to the latest numbers from the Labor Department. That's 3% of payroll workers in the U.S. As we've seen all year, restaurant and hotel workers made up a big share of the resignations. September also saw an exodus of workers in retail and healthcare. The ongoing willingness among workers to quit their jobs appears to be driven by a combination of factors. COVID cases were still surging in September due to the Delta variant. And workers remain in high demand, giving those who quit some confidence that they can find employment elsewhere. Job openings in September remained at a near record high of more than 10 million. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
President Biden has finally announced his choice to run the Food and Drug Administration, and it's someone who's been at the helm of the agency before. More from NPR's Sydney Lupkin.
The White House says President Biden will nominate Dr. Robert Califf as the new FDA commissioner. Califf previously led the agency for 11 months at the end of the Obama administration. He's currently a senior advisor at Verily Life Sciences, a health technology company that's part of Alphabet Inc. and is formerly known as Google Life Sciences. He's also a professor at Duke University School of Medicine, where he spent much of his career. The announcement comes just days before the November 15th deadline to nominate someone. Dr. Janet Woodcock, who's led the FDA's drug division since the 1990s, has been serving as acting commissioner since Biden took office. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
As the UN climate talks in Scotland come to a close, some negotiators are describing modest progress toward helping the world's poorest countries pay for loss and damage from climate change. Draft proposals in Glasgow today commit to shoring up technical assistance for the most environmentally vulnerable developing countries within 2 years. Though talks were scheduled to end this hour, negotiators are expected to continue working this weekend. Civil rights attorney Ben Crump says he's taking on the cases of Astroworld attendees for injuries that he says they suffered in a stampede during rapper Travis Scott's performance in the Houston area last week.
We represent more than 200 victims who were injured mentally, physically, and psychologically at the Astroworld Festival.
At least 8 people were killed as the crowd of tens of thousands rushed toward the stage. Scott and others connected to the event were accused of ignoring public safety warnings from law enforcement and people in the crowd. The Dow is up 125 points since the open. You're listening to NPR News. A court hearing involving the conservatorship of pop singer Britney Spears is scheduled today in Los Angeles. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports a judge in the case may end up terminating the current arrangement that's been in effect for more than a dozen years.
This could be the big day that Britney Spears, her lawyer, and activists around the world are hoping for. Spears is looking for a complete end to both conservatorships she's under, the one controlling all of her financial dealings, as well as the one looking over her personal health. This is coming after Spears scored a major win back in September, successfully removing her father, Jamie Spears, from the arrangement entirely. In court documents, it was revealed that Britney Spears' lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, has begun a discovery process into how her father handled Spears' money all of these years, requesting documents and correspondence between the elder Spears and anyone within his daughter's orbit. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
After 125 years, the Louisiana board is unanimously clearing the late Homer Plessy of violating the state's segregation law. Plessy, who was a Creole man, was arrested in 1892 after boarding a whites-only train car in New Orleans. 4 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court affirmed state racial segregation laws in its separate but equal ruling. Plessy died in 1925 with a conviction on his record. Governor John Bel Edwards has final say on the posthumous pardon. U.S. stocks trading higher. The Dow is now up nearly 130 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, which means they always put clients' interests first. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you until 1 this afternoon, at which time we do invite you to stay tuned for more good music on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. We start off this hour with music from champion Jack Dupree, New Orleans barrel house pianist that recorded, what was his first recordings, 1930s, I know in Chicago in 1940. We're going to listen to him recorded around 1991 or so, shortly before his passing, from a disc called One Last Time. Here's champion Jack Dupree with Drinking Wine, Spodeyode.
Wait. Night they go from house to house drinking wine for the order to drink wine for the order to drink wine. Crowd drinking wine.
I want to rock now, rock this joint tonight. Oh, I want to rock now, rock this joint tonight. I feel like partying, so let's party till the broad daylight. Everyone clap now, I want to know that you dig this groove. Everyone clap now, I want to know you dig this groove. Go and enjoy yourself, cause after this I'm gonna play some lowdown blues.
Late Floyd Dixon on piano and vocals from a disc called Wake Up and Live that came out back in 1996. He's best known for his recording of the 1950s, Hey Bartender, which wasn't that big a hit for him, but the Blues Brothers made it famous and got him a lot of fame later in life. Before we heard Floyd Dixon, we heard Champion Jack Dupree from a disc called One Last Time, a post-mortem release that came out in 1993, we heard Jack Dupree on piano and vocals doing a number called Drinking Wine, Spodioni Drinking Wine. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to a Texas lady by the name of Anika Chambers. She's out of Houston, Texas. And we're going to turn to what has been her third disc, released in 2019. And she's going to do a number that was first released by Angela Straley on Angela's 1993 disc Blonde and Blue, a number called Two-Bit Texas Town.
Backwards. at night on the radio. Houston, Texas, KCOH, 1598, the great Montague, Cornell Dupree, Dizzy Lizzie. A little Katie Webster, a little Johnny Guitar Watson, a little Johnny Clyde Copeland, Lightning Hopkins, yeah, a Hotsy Totsy. What you know about that? How we do in Texas. I love to go to parties, and I like to have a good time. It begins to pale after a while. I start looking to find one good name. Honey, don't you know I've been looking? Out of life. Never wanted a mansion in the South. I just want somebody sincere who will treat me like he talk. One good man. Honey, don't you know I've been looking. To collect them in, they wear them like notches on a gun. Oh, would I know better than that? A real woman only needs one good man. Oh, yeah, honey, don't you know? It's only everything. Oh,
Crystal Thomas from her recent release. The disc is called Now Dig This. It's out on Dial Tone Records out of Austin, Texas. She's from originally from Mansfield, Louisiana, and she had Lucky Peterson on keys on that particular track. Actually, he's on most of the tracks on this disc. A number called One Good Man, she credits that to Janis Joplin. Before we heard Crystal Thomas, we heard Anika Chambers from her disc Kiss My Sass. That one came out in 2019, and she did a rendition of Two-Bit Texas Town. Again, a number that that Angela Straley wrote and had out on her disc back in 1993, her Blonde and Blue disc, talking mainly about Lubbock, Texas, where Angela was from. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to B.B. King and a track from his disc Blues Summit, so named because he had a lot of special guests on this particular disc, a whole host of them. We're going to turn to one that features Buddy Guy. And Buddy, of course, B.B. King returned the favor on a couple of Buddy's discs some years later. From Blues Summit, it came out in 1993 and won a Grammy for B.B. King and I presume everyone else. B.B. King and Buddy Guy with their rendition of I Pity the Fool.
I pity the fool. I said I pity the fool. I pity the fool. I say, I pity the fool. That fall in love with you and expect you to be true. Oh, I pity the fool. Look at the people. I know you wondering what they're doing. They're just standing there.
time treating that. Bring you home one day. Someday, baby, you won't wear my mind anymore. Just keep on betting that the days won't pass. They gon' send you home. Oh, you yes, yes, yes. Someday.
Late Snooky Pryor on blues harp and vocals from a disc called Shake My Hand. That came out on Blind Pig Records back in 1999. And that was a number, of course, called Someday Baby. Variants of that go back at least as far as the 1930s. And before hearing Snooky Pryor, we heard B.B. King from the disc Blues Summit. B.B. King and special guest Buddy Guy doing a rendition of I Pity the Fool. Again, that disc came out back in 1993 and won B.B. King a Grammy, one of a number of Grammys he picked up over the years. We're going to turn next to another blues harp player, the late Gary Primich. Primich, originally from the Chicago area, ended up down in Austin at some point, went into Antone's and heard Otis Rush playing there and just said, this is my town. Moved there and spent the rest of his unfortunately short life there. From a disc called Mr. Freeze, here's Gary Primich on blues harp and vocals doing a number he credits to Washboard Sam, who was a half-brother of Big Bill Brunsey. Big Bill recorded either this song or one based upon it, a number called Easy Ridin' Mama.
Listen, everybody from far and near, if you want to know why I'm here. Easy Ridin' Mama from Tennessee. If you like the way I play, listen to what I'm trying to say. Easy Ridin' Mama from Tennessee. Till the broad daylight. Easy Ridin' Mama from Tennessee. Sit right down and drop a line. Easy Ridin' Mama from Tennessee.
Brother Montgomery on piano and vocals with a number called Louisiana Blues. He was originally from Kentwood, Louisiana, and his style was influenced by barrel house piano players that would perform in his father's drinking establishment. He ended up, he first recorded back in 1930, ended up in Chicago, and was on quite a number of recordings over the years. He was preceded by Gary Primich. We heard Gary on blues harp and vocals from his disc Mr. Freeze, doing an old Washboard Sam number called Easy Ridin' Mama. And we turn next here on KRVS to the just amazing Blind Willie Johnson. We're going to listen to a number he recorded above Werlein's Music on Canal Street in New Orleans back on the 11th of December of 1929. One of only three narrative songs that he recorded, the narrative blues of Very, very unusual during that period of blues recordings. He had one called Mother's Children Have a Hard Time, another Jesus Is Coming Soon, that talked about the Spanish flu epidemic. This next one's about World War I. It's called When the War Was On. He has an unknown accompanist helping him out on this one, and some of it's hard to hear, but he gets into a lot of the detail of what the war brought on for people. And the chorus, which is hard to understand initially, is, "Well, they registered everybody when the war was on." Blind Willie Johnson.
Everybody well. Just about a few years, some months ago, the night has taken me for the war. Sammy called a man from the east and the west. They're at a bar because they do all this. Have a bottle of the black man leave out the white. Sugar for a person a week. Folks didn't like it, to blame Uncle Sam. I got to save the sugar for the boys in France. Everybody well.
When the war was gone.
Everybody well.
When the war was gone.
Everybody well.
When the war was gone.
Well, the reddest everybody in the war was gone. Well, boys whooped the Germans on Madeleine. Would have brought the collar bird to run to.
Walk my Georgia mule 10 miles down the road. Walk my Georgia mule 10 miles down the road. See how far she'll go through these blues. Sun is hot, sun is hot, sun is hot. Working all day in the field. Sun
is hot, sun is hot, sun is hot. Working in the field all day. Making a little bit of money, a little money. Back buying and steal ain't the way. I'm going down to Mr. Tompkins after hours, after hours, after hours to join. I'm going down to Mr. Tompkins, Mr. Tompkins, Mr. Tompkins, after our blue join. Country woman, get me some moonshine and dance the night away.
Dusty Mule from a disc called Haunted that came out back in 2012, a duet of Matt Baxter and Jake Sampson. They worked out of San Francisco. Interesting duo. Before that, we heard another interesting duo, Blind Willie Johnson and a lady that maybe he found in church when he was visiting New Orleans back in 1929. We heard him do a number called When the War Was On. Again, a really rare narrative blues type tune. We're going to turn to another tune that Blind Willie Johnson recorded. The next one he first recorded, well, he recorded, period, during his last session in Atlanta in 1930. We're going to turn, though, to Maria Muldaur to give her version of a number called Oh, the Rain. She recorded this back in 1972.
Oh, the rain, Lord, the rain, Lord, the rain, and fell on me. Oh, the rain, Lord, the oh, the rain, Lord, the rain, Lord, the rain done fell on me. Oh, the rain, Lord, the rain done fell on me. Don't you know the promise is true? It was sent from heaven to you. Oh, Lord of rain, Lord of good loving, right on down. Oh, children too. It was sent for the beloved Son of God. Oh, the rain done fell on me. Oh,
good girl, catch you here. Don't you let my good girl catch you here. She might shoot you, may cut and stab you too. Ain't no telling what she might do. I'm up the country where the cold, sleet, and snow. The country by the cold, sleet, and snow. Ain't no telling how much further I may go. My breakfast, yeah, my dinner in Tennessee. I told you I was coming, baby, won't you look for me? Hey, hey, that's soup in the glass. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Where I'm sleeping, babe, my back and shoulders tied. The way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Gonna turn over, try it on this side. my good girl, catch you here. She might shoot you, may cut and starve you too. Ain't no telling what she might do.
Ain't No Tellin', Mississippi John Hurt, recorded back in 1928. Before that, from 1972, we heard Maria Muldaur do Oh the Rain, a number that Blind Willie Johnson recorded back in 1930. That wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today, and I'd like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music coming up in a few minutes on American Roots with Nick Spitzer. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and listener-supported public radio. Thanks to all of you out there who keep us on the air with your annual contributions. We would not be here without that support. And if you're not a member and supporter and you enjoy what you hear, we hope you'll join those who do support us. You can do so by going online anytime at krvs.org and hit the red donate button. Here's Little Joe McLaren with 6-4 Glide. He'll take us up to Nick Spitzer and American Roots. Have a great weekend.
Mes amis, venez joindre Cédric Watson à la Nation Créole. Aïe nous autres à écouter la belle musique créole. Meilleure la musique créole dans le monde. De la Louisiane, d'Haïti, la Guadeloupe, la Guyane française, la Martinique et partout dans le monde créolophone. Tout dimanche l'après-midi, 4h l'après-midi, à la Nation Créole. La voix.
This week in This American Life. Ed McBroom is a Republican state senator and dairy farmer out with his cows at the Michigan State Fair. And one by one, people come up to argue with him about the 2020 election. Ed read the state investigation into whether there was fraud. It found none.
Did you see every ballot that was in there? Did you check any of this?
Listen to the explanation, though. I mean,
trying to convince voters of the facts, one person at a time, this week.
Wednesday nights at 7 on KRVS.
Support for KRVS comes from LUS Fiber, recently awarded a $3.1 million grant for the expansion of 100% all-fiber broadband into rural Acadiana. The grant will fund the expansion of LUS Fiber's network into portions of Lafayette, St. Martin, and Iberia parishes. For more information on how you can get fiber into your home or business, visit lusfiber.com.
Bonjour, I'm Mandy Miguez, and I host Bonjour Louisiane each Friday morning from 5 to 7 a.m. Get your weekend started off right and listen in with me every Friday. Merci.
Tune in to Encore for great Cajun music with me, your host, Megan Constantin, every Saturday at 7 a.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m.
KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.